The touch of faith is healing, August 20th. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. Satan is the destroyer, the Lord is the restorer. The Lord has not worked as a physician in the way that he desires to work, because, he says, ye will not come to me, that I may give you life. We look to every source for relief except to the one who proclaimed over the rent sepulchre of Joseph, I am the resurrection, and the life. Christ met one poor soul who had spent all her living in order that she might be cured of a physical malady. The statement is that she had spent all that she had on many physicians, and was nothing better, but rather made worse. But one touch of Christ by faith took away the infirmity of long years. This suffering woman came behind Christ and touched his garment, having faith in the person whom the garment covered, and instantly she was made whole. Who touched me? Said Christ. Peter was astonished. He answered, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? Christ desired to give a lesson that all present would never forget. He would show the difference between the touch of living faith and a casual touch. He said, Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. When the woman saw that she could not be hid, she came forward trembling, and throwing herself at his feet, told her pitiful story. Christ comforted her. Daughter, he said, thy faith hath made thee whole, go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. Why do we not come to Jesus in faith? Many give him a casual touch, coming in contact only with his person. The woman did more than this. She put forth her hand in faith and was healed instantly. The friends of the truth will honor him who is the author and finisher of their faith. Christ will prove himself a physician in restoring the body as well as the soul. The workers together with God will yoke up with Christ and place themselves, soul, body, and spirit, in right relation to God. The will of men, women, and children must be trained by cooperation with God. The melody of spiritual joy, and spiritual as well as physical health, will be revealed and will promote that blessedness that the Lord Jesus came to our world to impart to every individual who will believe.